Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us on the line, Anthony Batts, former Baltimore Police Commissioner. Good day to have him here. We wanted to talk a little bit about what happened with the Marilyn Mosby decision to drop charges against all the officers who've been charged in the Freddie Gray matter. Anthony Batts, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brian and Larry.
I want to start by playing a little bit of what Marilyn Mosby said in her press conference last week. It was pretty eye-opening and I think pretty shocking. Take a little listen to this.
As the world has witnessed over the past 14 months, the prosecution of on-duty police officers in this country is unsurprisingly rare and blatantly fraught with systemic and inherent complications. Unlike with other cases where prosecutors work closely with the police to investigate what actually occurred, what we realized very early on in this case was that police investigating police, whether they're friends or merely their colleagues, was problematic.
Yeah, she went on for like this for some time, and the first thing I said was, she's so angry. She's so vitriolic. She's sitting on a powder keg over there in Baltimore, and she's doing nothing but stirring the pot. What was your reaction?
I didn't see her interview, nor did I pay much attention to it. I was notified by employees who are still there at Baltimore of the results of that she made the results of dropping the charges, which I kind of felt was going to happen anyway.
But you heard that soundbite there, Chief Batts, Commissioner Batts, where she specifically says that cops can't investigate themselves, that the reason these charges all had to get dropped and we had a couple of acquittals is because the cops basically rigged it, that they fixed it and they manufactured evidence. Is there any way that her office can continue to work with the Baltimore Police Department at this point?
I think they have to continue to work. They don't have a choice. It's not a decision if or not. They have to. My deputy commissioner, who is now the commissioner there, Kevin Davis, is a very bright and creative gentleman, and will do a good job. And his response to that statement was that he had 30 officers who are high in esteem, doing a great job. And during those times, what occurred is I had placed Kevin Davis in charge of the investigations and pulled 30 detectives off of their other cases and 10 lab technicians, experts in DNA, experts in photograph, experts in crime scene, to focus on only that case for about 2.5 weeks, which they did, and I think they did a good job at it.
But did you have any issue at all with the way she presented? I mean, you've heard a little bit of it there, even if you didn't see it originally. Does it bother you that given how delicate things are in race relations and Baltimore right now, that she would take such an approach, such an angry, stir-the-pot kind of approach?
No, I agree with you. The approach, even 14 months ago, and even the clip that you played, you have to be very, very cautious about what you're doing right now, and you have to be very professional about what you're doing. And not only her, but myself and other people were speaking out for all the reasons that you're saying. And the reality of it is that you have, no matter what we did as a police department, was going to bring Freddie Gray his life back. And I like to give the condolences to his family and the loss of his life, and because I pushed in that police department to have a reverence for human life. And also early on, I pushed the city to start negotiations to settle with the family, because I didn't think it rose to any criminal activities by those officers. And I have no love for corrupt police officers, period. And that's bottom line. But in this case, and it was an unfortunate accident that took place. It was unfortunately lost his life, and there was no reason why he should not have gone home from that incident. But the actions that those officers took did not have malice in them, and they weren't set towards hurting Freddie Gray.
It seems to me that between Mayor Rawlings Blake in Baltimore and most of the council members, and now also Prosecutor Mosby, the politicians have said one volatile statement after another demonizing this police department and jumping on the side of the mob in the street instead of the men in blue who provide security in that city. I got to ask you, given that climate right now, what do you say to young men and women who are considering joining the police force but say, why should I? Why should I if this is the kind of treatment I get from the elected officials in this town?
You know, part of my job, not just in Baltimore, but part of my job right now as a consultant is I travel around the United States and I do a lot of teaching of command officers and executives of police departments throughout. So that issue that you talk about that is Baltimore is personified throughout the United States.
Okay.
Police officers now, it's one of the toughest jobs that you have, are wondering and questioning the support or to step in to do the job. But we can't back off of that because we are, or they are, since I'm retired, that thin blue line that makes a significant difference in keeping communities safe.
All right. So, and to officers on patrol right now, I would imagine it's a very difficult job. And I would imagine that it does have an impact on how you go about your job. And I would wonder if perhaps in the field at large, police officers are perhaps being a little too cautious. And doesn't that put them at risk in some situations?
Well, you know, my mindset goes to these six officers who their lives will never be the same. You know, during this experience, their mortgages were impacted, their families were impacted, not to take away from the loss of the Freddie Gray family, but their lives were turned upside down going through this process. And so my question is, when they've been put back to work, what happens in the first foot pursuit they have? What happens in the first time something goes awry? What's going through their heads and what they're going to do? And I'm very concerned about them. And one officer in particular I stayed in contact with over the last 14 months, and he's a good young man, solid young man with good values and wants to do the right things for the right reasons. And he's so glad to be back to work that this circumstance, he says, is going to lead him to a lawsuit to help him to correct the flaws in the system.
All right. Well, we'll leave it right there. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts, former Police Commissioner of Baltimore, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for your time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.